After all this talk about intermarriage, hopefully somebody wants to get married to a Jew, and let's talk about that for a few seconds. It's Parshat Chayisara afterwards. We can talk about intermarriage, Bezat Hashem, on and on and on. But once someone finally, Baruch Hashem, is finishing the parasha, and he is starting the next one, he needs to know a few of the details, a few of the minhagim about how to do that. So there's a whole litany of halachot about Siddur Kiddushin, about Sheva Berachot. One of the interesting halachot that maybe is not so well emphasized, that we can work on a little bit right now, is the minhag of the Shabbat Chatan. It's not the Ofruf. The Ofruf, that's the Shabbat before the wedding for Ashkenazim. The Shabbat Kala is also for Ashkenazim, the Shabbat before. Shabbat Chatan, Sfaradim, is the Shabbat after the wedding, in which we celebrate. Ashkenazim call it Shabbat Shabbat Brachos. And if you were participating in an intermarriage, there could be a little bit of miscommunication if both sides don't understand the language of the other. So it's important to know the terms, first of all. Now we're talking about Shabbat Chatan. On the Shabbat Chatan, the Rishonim tell us, from the times of the Geonim, there has been a minhag to take out a special Sefer Torah and read the parasha of Avraham Zaken. It's this week's parasha, in the middle of this week's parasha, Avraham Zaken, it's the beginning of the parasha, whatever. And Avraham tells Eliezer, he instructs him about how to go about finding an appropriate wife for Yitzchak Avinu, not from Benot Kenan, but rather from Avraham's family. For this reason, because we have this special Kiryat HaTorah for the Chatan, who gets precedence over everybody else with his Aliyah, many communities know the Shabbat Chatan also as the Shabbat of Avraham Zaken. So now, how does this go? What are the reasons for this minhag and the practical applications of these halachot? So number one, what's the procedure of the minhag? First and foremost, everybody basically says the Chatan takes out a Sefer Torah and usually an additional Sefer Torah. That means if you have one Sefer Torah that week, you take out two. That means if you take two out already for whatever reason, many would say even take out three, whereas others would say roll the second one to the right place when it's time. What does it mean it's time? The Chatan gets his Aliyah. Some do Revi'i, some do Mashlim. The Chatan gets his Aliyah. In most places, he finishes the Kiryah and does not recite the Beracha Achrona V'Shir Natan Lanu. He stops, closes the first Sefer Torah, opens the second one, and then they read V'Avraham Zaken V'Aviyamim. And then, between each Pasuk, they translate the Onkelos, Targum, just like they did in times of the Gemara, the Miturgeman. And then they continue, Pasuk Targum, Pasuk Targum. Some have the Minhag to even do two times Pasuk, and then one time Targum. Obviously, somebody else will and should be the one to read the Targum, or the Chatan, the Baal Koreh, will read the Pesukim from the Torah. After that is over, then the Chatan recites his Beracha Achrona V'Asher Natan Lanu. Some have the minhag not to give the Chatan an Aliyah on the regular Sefer Torah at all. He only reads the Parasha of Avraham Zaken, Beracha Rishona, and Beracha Achrona on the other Sefer Torah, even though it's not the Parasha of the week. Obviously, it would not count towards the seven, but that's a discussion for another time. Whereas others even have the minhag that they don't have the Chatan read from the Sefer Torah, a separate Sefer Torah. He gets a regular Aliyah, and afterwards they take out a Chumash, or Be'al Peh. They read the Parashah of Avraham Zaken, and they translate as described. So that's at least three different minhagim. Yes, Sefer Torah, first regular Aliyah first, and then reading the special Parashah. Yes, Sefer Torah, and no regular Aliyah first, or no Sefer Torah, just a regular Aliyah, and then Chumash or Baal Peh. It's about four different ways, at least, to spin this minhag in terms of the procedure of the minhag. Ultimately, all of the different variations have what to rely upon, and one should uphold his minhag and not modify it, whatever it is. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim, the value of each one, and we recommend that everybody do what his babis and zaydis, or at least his zaydi, or sorry, his zaken did back in the altar hand in the old country. Sorry, just being funny. Anyway, so that doesn't mean to say though that this minhag is ubiquitous. It doesn't mean that it's everywhere in the Sfaradi lands. I spoke with Rav Yitzchak Balanes yesterday, and he told me very quickly, no, we did not do this in Iran. So if you're Persian, you know this is Tarsh. This is just the zechut of learning Torah for you. Not necessarily halakha l'maaseh, but there's so much. Poskim look at this minhag and use it as the interface to discuss so many interesting things. What in the world gives you the right to take out an extra Sefer Torah? Who are you? The Ginav Yeradim says that whenever 10 people want to get together and take out a Sefer Torah and read from it, b'chavod, you can. Based on this minhag, The Knesset HaGedola talks about the kind of whether or not it's appropriate to roll a Sefer Torah for this purpose or to take out a separate Sefer Torah. There's so much to talk about. Even Ashkenazim poskim use this minhag and the discussions to as bases for their further discussions about their minhagim and other things like that. The Stechemet has a long, long discussion about what if the Chatan is not a Bachur or the Kala is not a Betula. Is it, what's the purpose of this minhag? Is it the Sameach Ed HaChatan or is it the Sameach Ed HaKala? If he's an Almon, he's been previously married, it might not be for him, so we don't need to do it anymore. Or the other way around. It's a big discussion. Big discussion if either side has been previously married. And of course, the concept of you're not allowed to repeat words of Torah that are written Torah Shebichtav as Torah Shebaal Peh, except for 9 different exceptions. If you open Orach Chaim, Siman Nun. So it's important, Mem Tet, whatever it is. So this is part of that conversation. So there's a lot of details, a lot of depth to this minhag and its performance. So it's a kedai for a person to understand the working mechanics and what makes it happen. Now, what's the meaning of the minhag? By the way, Ashkenazim to also have no resemblance of this minhag whatsoever. The Aruch HaShulchan says we don't do this. The Sephardi thing, not our stuff. By the way, the Aruch HaShulchan, what's his last name? Michiel Mechel Epstein. Epstein is the name of the city that his great-great-grandfather in 1492 came to after the expulsion from Spain. But really, the Aruch HaShulchan is a Sfaradi, and he's a descendant of the Ritba. So it's appropriate for him to mention the minhagim of the Ritba, of his great-great-great ancestor, who spoke about this minhag at length. So very nice. Baruch HaShem. Now what's the reason for this minhag, the choice of these pisukim? There's so many other things you could read in the Torah. Why do you have to read this? So, first of all, not everyone knows the entire Torah. These are easy pesukim, says the Tashbetz. So Tashbetz gives a few more reasons. He says that not every week has beautiful pesukim that are about weddings, about marriage. We want to highlight the uplifting, positive motifs of marriage. And if you were going to read Parashat Ki Tavo, or Parashat Achrayimot or Kedoshim, I don't think you would find that there. You might find that Parashat of the Arayot. So, this is a nice thing that's Shavah L'chol Nefesh. Moreover, the Rabbeinu Bechaye says that Avraham Avinu instructed Eliezer to go and find a wife from Yitzhak, for Yitzhak from his own family, and from an appropriate family, a good stock. that itself is a message to the Chatan. You're not getting married for wealth and honor. You're getting married to have good children who will do Avodat Hashem. And if you find a good family, and you know this is a very, you know, what's the right word for this? Ancient mindset of, if you marry your cousin, there's a better chance of having people who are following an Avodat Hashem. That's what the message we're giving to the Chatan as well. Happens to be, Rav Meir Mazuz points out, the guy is married already. He did it. What do you mean? He's going to go find... So I interpret it as, we're telling him, even if you did it for the wrong reasons, Chabibi, wake up and do it for the right reasons. That's what I interpret it as. But Rav Meir Mazuz says no. Rav Meir Mazuz quotes of Kalfon Moshe, one of the Zekenei, Zekenei Tunis, on Jerba, who wrote a sefer called Brikei Onah. And in Brikei Onah, Rav Kalfon Moshe writes that in Tunis, what they used to do is, in addition to having the Chatan get the Aliyah, after he finished his Aliyah, he would pick up the Sefer Torah and carry it around the Bima with him. He would make a public donation, a public pledge. And afterwards, everyone would obviously sing all the piyutim. And that whole experience would make such an impact on the Chatan and his family that they would make sure to raise their children in the path of Torah u'mitzvot. So it's more than just, you know, nice reasons for the parasha, but it's a general, this is it, buddy. You finished, you had the engagement, you got married, life is about to start, make sure you do it with the right mindset. That's what they did in Tunis, says Rav Mazuz. Finally, there's one more shlav, one more facet to this minhag, not just the Kiryat HaTorah, but also the Kiryat HaHaftarah. Many might know this from the Halachot of Shnayim Yikra V'Echad Targum, that you don't have to do Shnayim Yikra V'Echad Targum on the Haftarah of Eishava Berachot, of Eishava Chatan, because they used to be that they would read the Haftarah of Parashat Nitzavim. Sos Asis, Yishayahu Navi says, where there's a lot of Chatan and Kala imagery in those Pesukim, they used to append, they used to take the first two or three Pesukim, maybe even more, from that Haftarah, and they would add it to the Haftarah of the week. So that they would read whatever the regular Haftarah was, and they would read Sos Asis, 3 or 4 Pesukim, cover the Pesukim of Achatan and Kala, and then they would say Go Aleinu and finish the Haftarah. That was the minhag all over. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Kufen Dalet. The Ramah quotes this in Tav Chaf Chet. Hilchot Keriyat HaTorah is really spread out. It's not in one place. It's a little bit annoying. But okay, in Or HaChaim. But even though everybody quotes this in Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham quotes it, whatever, nobody observes this minhag nowadays. Ashkenazim, Sephardim, nobody has the minhag of reading Sos Hasis. Many of the minhag to read Avraham Zaken. Just the difference of whether or not you use a Sefer Torah, like they do in the Libyan and Tunisian communities, or in the Syrian communities, or if you use a Chumash, like in Eretz Israel, Morocco, Izmir, Egypt, etc. So everyone should follow his minhag. There's a lot to learn from this minhag for us to keep in mind. It's a klalim that all come into effect right now with this minhag. So, Ezah Hashem, we should all follow our minhagim and grow closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam with the beautiful messages that they have to share with us. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen v'amen.